sends to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
To another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell, joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Darren Brownie Brown. Welcome to Teamless Tuesday, mate.
Yeah, g'day, chaps, and g'day to all the listeners out there.
Yeah, it's been a big couple of weeks for the Bunnies. We're going to do a couple of episodes today, but you might have noticed the Chris Tippy O'Connell interviews come out, jersey flag. Apologies, we had a few technical difficulties last week, so it's come out about 6 days late, but a ripping interview, and it was great to listen to his coaching philosophies, Brownie.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of experience in the coaching side of the game. He's been a coach for a very long time. He's coached at schoolboy level, representative level, and yeah, he's one hell of a coach, and really looking forward to his team, the Jersey Flag, this year, who they were very competitive last year, chaps, in the first half of the season. Fell away at the back end of the year. A lot of injuries. That particular grade, it's very hard in terms of to get an established team because they're going up and down all the time in terms of New South Wales Cup and even first grade last year with the likes of Ty Munro, who played in all three junior pathways teams from Jersey Flag, New South Wales Cup and SG Ball.
It was a meteoric rise, mate. He sort of went through all the grades, and unfortunately he's got an injury. We're also going to do a little bonus episode that's going to come out in another day or two, a bit about the injuries and who we think is going to be that back line in round one, and what they're going to do in the first few rounds without a lot of those players unavailable. We've got a few injury updates to come up on some other players too in another episode.
Well, over the last 3 to 4 weeks on our social media pages, all you listeners out there, you would have seen us putting out predicted teams, and there have been all different types of teams that we're trying to predict for round one against the Manly Sea Eagles there in Las Vegas. I can't wait for that game. And prior to Teamless Tuesday in round one, we will put our final prediction, and we're looking at trying to go very close to what the team that JD is going to pick. It's going to be interesting. A lot of injuries, like you said, chaps, over the last week and a half, and that's going to give other players opportunities in them, you know, positions that have been vacated by the stars.
Well, it just looks like we've got the forwards are pretty good, Nick, but having a few dramas getting some of them outside backs on the park, but knowing the Rabbitohs medical staff and how professional they are, Brownie, I don't think they're going to have a problem getting it all together. So you stick fat with the mighty Rabbitohs, but first of all, we're going to talk about the team that has dropped this afternoon. JD's named a pretty strong lineup considering the injuries we've had for the 41st Charity Shield, Brownie.
Yeah, he certainly has, chaps. And by looking at the team, you can tell what the basic team will be in round one. If you're looking between the lines, there's a few positions there that are still up for grabs. But with them injuries to Campbell Graham, Cody Walker, Damien Cook's not there. There's a lot of positions up for grabs.
But Livy Havili is on the comeback trail. He's been doing a lot of soft running at training. Leon LeBlanc's been unavailable for injury. He's coming back. Jackie Whiten hasn't been doing a lot of training, but he's not available till round three. He might have a different program to the other guys. We know Cody Walker's not available. Isaac Thompson is getting there. He had a pretty ordinary calf injury in December. I don't know if he's available for round one, but he's sort of tracking in the right direction. Obviously, Saluka Fifita's a long-termer. We know that. Benny Lovett is still a bit of time away, but we will get to that in another episode, Brownie. But look,
and you've also got Latrell and Shaq who are playing in the All-Stars game on Saturday night.
Yep, that's right. And the Rabbitohs have made a decision to pull Jacob Gaygai and Isaiah Tass out of that All-Stars game up there, Brandy? Is the thinking just to get them into some systems and get them build up a few combinations in those first few weeks?
Well, you'd like to think that's the reason, chaps. They've been named to play in the Charity Shield on Saturday night instead of that All-Stars game. So I'd like to think that JD and the coaching staff have applied to the league or the All-Stars committee to allow them to be released from camp and come back to the South Sydney Rabbitohs and play on Saturday night. We've got a huge injury crisis in them positions, and Jacob Gagai will be starting at fullback. And Isaiah Tass obviously taking up his preferred position in centre on Saturday night against the St George Illawarra Dragons.
Yeah, Richie Cannon, experienced campaigner. He's been in and around the league for a while. Tane Milne comes in. I'm sure they're not going to let us down in any way. So you've got Jacob Gagai at fullback. He was probably the likely replacement. Jai Gray's been playing a lot of fullback at training in the second team, not the first team or anything. Obviously, Latrell's been manning that position. Look for the NRL's new super sub to come on, Jai Gray. And you watch the explosion out of dummy half. He's the quickest over that 10-15 metre period. I'd say here, him and Damien Cook, there wouldn't be much between them over those first 10 or 20 metres, which can often get him in the backfield, Jai Gray. His passing and his kick selection is second to none. Very diminutive in height, but starting to thicken up. So very interesting to see him there. Yeah, but Alex Johnson hasn't trained in full a lot, but he's such a pro. Good to see him back in there. Yeah, that centre pairing, like you said, Isaiah Tass, Richie Kenner. Probably not the centre pairing you thought of once you've seen big Jackie Whiten sign on, but he'll be in there once the team's get into that round three or four once he's available.
Looks of it, chaps, with Ty Munro and Campbell Graham both injured over the last couple of days. Well, Campbell Graham is going in for that sternum operation, and Ty Munro has been reported that he will be out for a couple of months due to a shoulder injury sustained at training. By the looks of it, Richie Kenner and Tane Milne might just get the nod in round one.
Yeah, it looks that way. Look, you never know, but we'll see how they're going to line up.
Tane Milne's a very experienced player. He's a try scorer. Whenever there's a try up for grabs, he'll normally take it. He's got some tough carries in him, and he's good under the high ball. So, you know, a very experienced player to replace a young rookie. That's what they might need in round one.
He's had one of the best pre-seasons in his life. We've had a chat to him over the last few weeks on and off at different places, and mentally I don't think he's ever been in a better position. So Tane Milne done all the hard work, and mate, he played well up there at Gosford the other day. He was a pro, got the job done, made a few half breaks late in the game. We'll get to that game a little bit later when we review some of those Pathways games and the trial up there at Gosford.
And Richie Kenner, well, he scored 3 tries on debut.
Yep, up there against the Knights, sitting in there for Alex Johnson. So, look, Big Richie's also on that development contract, so they must have seen something in him to take a punt on him and put him in that 36-man squad now. Look, your halves, Dean Hawkins and Lachie Ilias, been training really well. Dean Hawkins has got that nice little bit of icing at the end of a set of six. Lachie Ilias is going to give you everything he's got every week, one of the fittest and hardest trainers in the club. Great defender in the halves. So we don't lose too much there. But you cannot replace a guy like Cody Walker in terms of what he can do to an opposition. But Dean's got to go out there and try not to be Cody Walker. Try and be himself.
Yeah, exactly. And the last time these pair played, I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, they played the Dragons at Cogra Oval in first grade. Now, we came back. It was a late charge. We nearly won that game. But, yeah, like you said, chaps, he's just got to go out and play his own game. Hoping Cody Walker will be right for round one. They're just resting him. He's got a slight calf strain, I believe. But, yeah, great opportunity for Dean Hawkins and Lachie Ilias to put in a great game in terms of their combinations.
Yep, and it looks like Kepi, and at training, it looks like he's won that starting jumper. Depends how he goes in some game time. Just in pre-season he has, but Kepi and Junior to start. Nice leg speed, good size about them. Both blokes who fight on the ground to get up and get a quick play of the ball, which is important early in a contest. Keon Kalomatangi, he's jumping over and sitting on that left-hand side by the looks of it. Jai Arrow might sit on the right. And Captain Cam, good to see him back after an operation in the off season.
Great back three, isn't it?
Waiting on the bird. Yeah, well, yeah, look, you'll be hard pressed finding a better back row than that. Kion Klamatangi, Jai Arrow, and Cam Murray.
Mm.
Very experienced campaigner. Not expecting them to play a lot of minutes, just with Vegas in the foreground. It's not too far away. You don't want to risk any further injuries or concussions. So you'd like to think they'll get 20 to 30 out and put their hand up, and that'll be all she wrote.
Well, that's what they normally do. Pretty much every Charity Shield, chaps, over the last couple of seasons, the game has been in Mudgee. We've been to a couple of them, and that's what they do. They normally play the first half or the first quarter, and normally I've got Keon Kalamatangi, first try scorer as well. In the last couple of seasons, he's scored first and got me the cash.
Yeah, half your luck, Brownie. Yeah, look, they might add a few guys to this squad as late as well, so they can almost pull just about them all off in the second half if they're in a position there. It wouldn't be a bad thing to put some of those New South Wales Cup guys, Adam Christensen, who played well last week up in Gosford, bring them on and give them a chance. Young Aidan Doolan's been pretty impressive, the hooker. So you never know, they might just bring in the cavalry and add, sometimes they do extend that squad out to 25, 26, depending on how things are going. Especially it's a little bit different this year than in previous years. But yeah, they've named a pretty strong bench here. Joy Grove, spoken about him. Jacob Host, big experienced campaigner, played over 100 first grade games now. David Mwale, he's looking to try and impress there and try and get into that 17 for Vegas. Tommy Burgess, his last year, he'll be looking to go out with a bang. Don't worry about that. Talis Duncan, been in and out of training, might have had a few niggles, but he definitely looks like he's put the beef back on this year, Brownie, and just bigger and stronger, and he's someone who's a match winner in your side.
Yeah, well, just all them players that you just mentioned, chaps, they'll be all fighting for positions come round one. I'm sure they'll be all looking to put their best foot forward in the amount of minutes that they get against the Dragons on Saturday night in the Charity Shield. Michael Cheekham's another. Thomas Fletcher is another rookie who's on that development contract, been training the house down, I believe. And who knows, JD might just be looking for a rookie. Bit fortunate that we haven't got many injuries in the forwards, which is a little bit unusual, because normally our forwards are the ones getting injured over the last couple of seasons. It's all our backs at the moment. But, yeah, that's going to be a strong bench come round one.
Yeah, you get that noise out of pre-season from different people in and amongst the club, and some of the noise coming out about Jai Gray and Thomas Fletcher. It's been really good to listen to. He might be that real surprise packet. One of those two might just burst onto the scene and be a real household name by the time this season's said and done. Leon Tahau, who's a guy who's been in our top 30 for about two or three years, hasn't probably got the best out of himself. Had a good game last week up there at Gosford, Brownie. I know it wasn't televised. A lot of South fans haven't seen it. I will do a bit more of a chat about that later on, but played the full 80 minutes, and again, he's an effort player. He's got the skill and the talent. He was a real dominant player up there in the Queensland system. So,
been at the club for a couple of years now, Leon, and still eligible to play jersey flag.
Yes, so still that's how young he is. Yeah.
Still very young, and he's done a couple of pre-seasons with the top 30, and really
came down as a fullback, Brownie, I believe, but he's been pushed into the centres and out in the wing. But look, he might be an option for fullback at some stage this year if we have a bit of an injury crisis back there. Braden Burns, the veteran, he's come back on a New South Wales Cup contract, but someone as good as that will be able to get his way, find his way into a side. He's working for South Cares.
Well, we spoke about him last week, and listeners on the Chris Tibby O'Connell interview, and once again, he's a first grader, isn't he? He played six or eight games last year for the Canterbury Bulldogs. One was against us where he come up with a couple of tries, and he's still got ability, and he's still got the first grade touch in him. So he might be a player that you could find if there's another couple of injuries to the back line. He might find himself playing in the top grade.
Yeah, and Dion Tiapa, who was a bit of a star of that preseason game against Manly last season, He's on that the back end of the bench here, and I'm sure he's going to see some game time. A real stand-up 5'8", powerful young man. Can break a tackle. He's got a little kicking game on him, long and short. Yeah, and he ain't no spotty in the D line, Brownie. He can tackle too, the big fella.
Mm. Yeah, he had a great debut last year when he played the Manly Sea Eagles in the trial, didn't he? He had a lot of people talking about him from that game. He had a really good season in the New South Wales Cup team, played in that winning grand final team, and was outstanding in his halves partner with Dean Hawkins. So, yeah, keep an eye on Dion Tiapa.
Now, we might do a little, just go through the pathways results brought to you by the South Juniors. And that's exactly where we're recording right now, Brownie. Right up there on level 4 in the old Rabbitohs studio. So we might start with, we had some development games, and they're starting to become more prominent in the last couple of years. And it's important to get people, before they get to Harold Matthews, get them into a bit of a competition before they get there. And Penrith have been able to do that the last couple of years, your Parramattas, your Roosters. So South Sydney are starting to follow that lead. And I think there's about half a dozen games up for the 16s, coached by former Rabbitoh Benny Lowe and Georgie Katrib. Had a chat to Georgie on Saturday. He said, we played really well, but just discipline let us down. There was a couple of 50-50 penalties went against us. The boys lost their cool a little bit. I think one guy was even heavily spear-tackled in that game. Mm. Sort of put the boys off a little bit, and they conceded a couple of tries, got beat maybe 4 or 5 tries to 2, but it was 2 tries all there for a long period of time. So that was an encouraging result. The next one was the 18s dev team. Now both those teams are playing at Penrith, against Penrith. No easy feat. And they had a really big win, the 18s.
Mm.
You might remember Peter Manese, he's a good boxer, fitness fanatic down there at Botany. His young bloke was really strong from all reports, mate.
Yeah, he's a big lump of a lad.
He's very strong, mate. Yeah.
Very strong boy for his age, and that's to be expected, training under his old man. His old man's a very good personal trainer. I see him training a lot of kids from a young age down there. Trains out of his house there in Botany, like you said, chaps. And like you said also, he's a very talented boxer in his day. So he knows how to train hard. He works the correct movements. But, yeah, he's a big lump of a lad. And just going back to these particular teams, the development teams, chaps, this is where they learn them one percenters, their ball controls and being disciplined at training and stuff like that. And having Ben Lowe, a former player who's been there and done that, giving back to the game is outstanding. And well done to the South Sydney Rabbitohs for getting him on board.
And he's a real cool customer, isn't he, Benny Lowe? He'd be a great mentor for these young men and the women around the pathway systems. Now, Harold Matthews had a nice win in round one, but weren't able to come up with the chocolates up there against Penrith. There wasn't a lot in it early. They got it back to about 12 all, and then Penrith marched down and scored a try. Then they scored another one off the kickoff, and then they marched down again, put a couple of repeat sets on, scored again, and they scored 18 points in 9 minutes to push it out to 28-10, and the boys come home with a wet sail, but a little bit too late, Brownie. So they've got to tighten up that little middle period of the game. And they've got a lot of skill, a lot of talent. That Darcy Feldham, who we tipped you off early in the season when Benny Hill was on, he looks electric out the back. Really quick, really sharp, a Dylan Edwards-style teddy player. He's an on-ball player. He can get you on the outside. He can run through you. He can pass around you. There's a fair bit about him. Chrissy Petras, a bloke we tipped his off late last year, the PNG boy, going up against his former team, the Panthers, really strong yardage game. We'll have a few clips up on our YouTube channel of those blokes combining. Another one, Taj Alfai-Farani, playing a year young, big back row. He scored 2 tries in 2 weeks, the big boy out there, out wide. He is a handful, Brownie.
Yeah, well, that's a great age to be watching and for them to be developing in this Harold Matz team. And to go out to the foot of the mountains, it's a tough ask. And to be, you know, to just go down to 28 points to 20, where they scored 3 tries back-to-back-to-back, you know, the Penrith Panthers, it's very hard to come back from that. But, yeah, really looking forward to the rest of the season for them. The team that they beat Illawarra last week, I think, might have had a one. So their form reads okay. It's just very important that they get back on the horse, you know, next week.
Yeah, Penrith Panthers, one to keep an eye out for. Heinz Limoto, big, strong, powerful back rower. He was a handful all afternoon, scored a good try. Now, the next one was the SG Bull, and they were beaten there 28 points to 10, Brownie. Competitive really early, got into a bit of an arm wrestle, but just weren't able to maintain any pressure because they just couldn't, the halves just couldn't get to that last tackle and get their kick away. The forwards played really well. Halves probably wasn't their best game. Taylor and young Humphreys, probably the standouts for mine. Jacob Fong out in the wing, really powerful, carries all day. And Setavane Sele, outstanding performance. There's a big fella coming in, he jump at number 23, Paolo Tausala. He is a big unit. We got him from St. George. And a bloke off the bench, mate, Mikhail Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Scored a try. He was really powerful and never gave up all day. So there's a couple of players from the Rabbitohs that were really good. But the star of this game is the fullback. And, mate, they've got another star on their hands, mate. Jackson Edgar. Remember that name. This bloke is in everything. He just sniffs around the middle of the field, on the middle of the ruck. Has a lot of touches, very explosive, got a great vision for the game. Jet Cleary also played in that game. Look, he's got a bit of work to do. There's a lot of raps on him. It's hard when people are talking you up all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, to a live lot up of expectations.
He had a couple of nice touches, but he had a couple he'd like back, a couple of kicks out in the fall on that. But he's a young boy. He'll learn from that.
Yeah, well, like you just said, chaps, a lot of expectations. They're already talking him up. He's going to be as good as his brother, Nathan. So, yeah, he's got a long way to go. But, yeah, he'll be just working on his game week in, week out. And, yeah, just to all the listeners out there, we will be playing the Manly Sea Eagles next week at Redfern Oval in our pathways, and we'll do a little bit of coverage on that over the next few days.
Yep, 1 p.m. for the SG Ball, and I think it's 11:30 for the Harold Matthews. So anyway, the girls, I had a chat to Dale Jackson. Lisa Fiola, they are not far away from a win. I think they had a close one down in Wollongong. They were only beaten 14-8 the other day by Penrith, who we know what sort of pathway systems they've got. They're a good side. They're on the up. Tasha Gale, again, it was 10-4 at half time. And Natasha Gale, and it was just they just could not complete a set in the second half. Really poor completion rate, frustrated the players and the coaching staff, and they just got to get back to the drawing board. And look, a win could not be too far away. If they can get a win, it just might be a real confidence booster. They might make a few changes this week.
Yeah, well, they'll be working hard on their game at training, chaps. Like you said, they'll win the game at 10-4, and they're obviously beaten well in the end, 32 points to 4. And chaps, you went up to the Gosford trial on Sunday?
Yeah, I did, mate. Got a few things done in the morning, went for an early paddle, and I thought, yep, why not? I'm going to go up there. Gave Brendan Talisky, one of the great fans of our club and a great bloke to boot, gave him a tingle, and he said, mate, you know what? Get yourself up there. You park down there at Macca's, West Gosford. I'll pick you up. We'll go down to the Leagues Club, have a little food. He had a schooner, I'm off the drink still, Brownie. Then we went over and watched the game with a couple of old legends from up that way. I think it was Brian Wall. He captained our SG Ball side to a victory in the 69 season.
Yeah.
Went on and played a few first grade games. Great bloke. Lives on the Central Coast. Knows his footy. And his mate also, Reedy. His grandson's in the Jersey Fleet side. So yeah. He was sat with them four boys. Kempy and that were up there. The boys from the Borough. And Mickey Tasker. It was good to see those guys.
They don't miss a game, do they?
No, I tell you what, they don't miss the referee either. he copped it all game, the referee.
Yeah.
There's a bit of abuse going his way. And look, some of it was warranted, but at the end of the day, we got a bit of a touch-up. But I thought pretty competitive in that first quarter and a half. You've got to put it into perspective that there's five or six guys here who are probably going to play mainly A grade this year and might fill in the reserve grade if we get an opportunity. But look, to be honest, I thought Braven Burns, real pro at the back, played a bit of centre. He was good. Leon Tahau, played the full game, like I said earlier. Impressive. Tane Emil, probably our best. But one to look out for, Adam Christensen, the Burley Bears sort of back rower. Pretty tall, runs a nice line. Got a bit of a bump in that second quarter. Didn't see a lot of him after that.
Scored that first try?
He did, yep.
Run oh, our only try, yep.
Run a nice line off Manny Di Bartolo, who had limited minutes there. A couple of the front rowers went well. Your Brocky Gray, Cade Maloney. And it was a really big game for the North Queensland contingency, mate. They had family down and everything. It was their first opportunity to wear the red and green jersey. They've come down, done a pre-season. Look, they probably got a bit overawed in that last quarter where they just about scored every possession. But they're a little bit outclassed. They had some really good footballers on the field, man.
I was just about to say, chaps.
Yeah, Brandon Wakeham, that Jacob Arthur, Carvis de Peaches.
Trebojevic.
Mate, even that Paseka, you know, you got Kyle Lawton. They had some good footballers. Nathan Brown, Woodsy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big level to step up from.
Well, they're quality.
Reserve grade jersey flag and that up into that grade. And
they're quality first graders, chaps. And now they'll be, majority of them names that you just said, they will be in Manly's side come round one.
Yep.
So to be playing against the calibre of players that were in our team, no disrespect to them, but I'm sure our boys can hold their heads high. Even though they got beat convincingly.
Cade Maloney, Nicholas Haililo got a run, Harry Quinlan, and Richard Halani. Probably the pick of the bunch, to be honest, Richard Halani. And it was good to see Liver Havili must be a relative of his, but Liver Havili was down there with his family.
Mm.
They went over and got a photo with him at the fence. So it's a big moment to wear the red and green, even if it is in a trial match.
Yeah.
You know, these
it's a great these guys,
it was just an opportunity. And, you know, people might have pot-shotted the Bunnies for the side they put out there.
Oh, I don't think so.
We've got a bit of a different view on that game than what Manly did.
Yeah.
Manly doesn't have a charity shield coming up, which is quite a big thing to us, the charity shield. We tried to put the strongest lineup out there we could.
Yeah.
I think South Sydney have done that if you have a look at that lineup. It was quite an interesting match to go to, mate. There was about 5,000 people out there, I suppose.
Mm, yeah.
It was a nice, easy run home. Got home in about an hour and 10. But I'm glad I went up there and got my eyes on some of these young blokes. One of your favourites, Brownie, Bailey Bentley Harpain.
Yeah, how'd you go, chaps?
Played really well. Jumped on and played 5-8 in the second half. We didn't have a lot of field position. Our forwards got monstered probably because of the really experienced Manly pack, if you read them out. I think they had about 13 or 14 people in their top 30,
yeah.
And we had one.
That's right. That's
Tane
right.
Milne. So that's
what we just said.
It's basically a first-grade side against.
Yeah, Bailey, I think the highest level he's played is maybe a handful of New South Wales Cup games or even maybe Jersey Flag. I don't think he's played New South Wales Cup. So that would have been the highest level he's played. I think he's a really classy player. I didn't see him play on Sunday night, but from what I've seen him play in the A grade, he's got a little bit of class about him. He looks well balanced when he runs. And like you said, chaps, they threw him in at 5-8. I've seen him play centre, but never 5-8.
He caught the eye, Brendan and Rudy and Wally. They were pretty impressed with the small minutes they seen him. Tyson Hodge, the old vet, mate, had a good little campaign there. There was a few interesting players, mate. Tristan Alvarado, he's a pro.
Yeah.
Played some pretty good minutes in the front row there. And I was happy for Tristan and obviously the old warhorse, your lean buddy Gordon. He went around and did his job as per usual, mate. Now, the scoreline was 68-6. Probably doesn't sound that great, but if you put it in perspective, it was 18-6, about 10 seconds before halftime, and Ben Trbojevic picked up a loose ball and busted through two blokes and scored to make it 24-6, and then that second half was that real.
Yeah, it breaks your back, them tries, doesn't it? Them ones just before halftime.
It was a real blowout, mate. Now, Jersey Flegg's going to have their first trial this week. We spoke to Tippy. His interview was on the previous episode. I encourage you to go back and listen to that. Great interview. Enjoyed talking to him. He's a great fella. And now they are going to put out a side. They're going to go for four quarters. And they've named a pretty strong outfit. Look, this probably won't be the side that's going to play in round one. So they're just trialing a few people. Just having a look at their casting my eye over the lineup.
I don't think a lot of their senior players will be playing this trial, chaps.
Yeah, Toby Sullivan's getting to run the front rower. His old man does the commentating for the New South Wales Rugby League TV. If you're going to subscribe to them, he's a great commentator, Sully.
Yeah.
Keeps you in the game, a lot of energy. He's a boy from Leeton, a good friend of Roddy Mabon, the former Rabbitoh himself. Yeah, they put out a fair side there. Now, that side's going to be on. The kickoff is, I believe, 4:30. I think it's after the SG Ball.
Yeah.
Or it might be 3 o'clock, actually, because SG Ball's at 1 o'clock. So keep an eye out for that one. There's plenty of games on at Redfern. I think the girls are playing a mascot on Sunday, and the boys are playing on Saturday afternoon. There's 3 good games there. If you get yourself down to Redfern, a couple of dollars to get in. I'm sure the South Juniors will have on a barbecue. Cliffy Pierce will be on the barbecue. Don't know about Gary Clark. Yeah. Jason's dad, he's done his shoulder last time I seen him, so he might be out of action, Gaz, the director down here at South Juniors. And they will have plenty of soft drinks, and you might even get yourself a cold beer if you need one, Brenny.
Yeah, well, I'll be working on night shift, chaps, so trying to work every shift leading into Vegas, which I'll be jumping on the plane Sunday week, heading over there to watch the round one game.
Yep.
Are you going to the Charity Shield?
Looks like I've got to work, mate. No, I was telling the boys up there, Kempy, and then I'm working afternoon shift, but I'm pretty sure as long as the boss is not listening, I don't think they listen to this, do they?
No.
I'll be watching that one at work while
yeah.
I'll do my review there. I might get out to the Harold Mats and get my eyes on that first game and then shoot off to work, mate.
So a little bit different to last year. This is the first game of the preseason challenge, I think it's called. It's round one. It goes for 2 rounds. Our second game will be against the Roosters out there at Belmore.
It'll be interesting to see that Roosters game, because there are going to be a lot of players unavailable. 24 will be unavailable in Las Vegas, plus the injuries. So, yeah, I'd say that's going to be a little bit more like that Manly trial.
Yeah, that's right.
For us, player-wise, but you might see a few different ones all the same. That might be it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Brownie?
Yeah, that's about it, chaps. We'll talk to you soon.
Up the mighty Rabbitohs.
Up the Rabbitohs.
Higgins charges head-on. Again working the forwards, Grant sends to Coop with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts. One-handed pass back for Fenwick. Back for Coleman. On a go. For the long forward, Michael Andrews is in under the post. 26-6. McKinley makes a dart. Gets the ball away to G.I. G.I.'s going to score. He's going to put another nail in the coffin.